Government spends $500 billion in fiscal year 2008 to procure goods and services, yet agencies have fewer and fewer contracting staff to oversee all of that procurement. Now, our own Max Kakis joins us now with the second part of his special report. You heard the first part last hour. It is strengthening the federal acquisition workforce, and Max is focusing on contracting at the agency level.
Amy and Chris, in our previous report, we heard from folks like Senator George Voinovich from the Senate Government Management and Federal Workforce Subcommittee, Jeffrey Zients from OMB, and Nancy Kechak with the Office of Personnel Management. Now, they gave us the 30,000-foot view of acquisition from OMB and OPM. Efforts to improve the acquisition and contracting workforce taking place all over the federal government. For example, Elaine Duke, the soon-to-be former Undersecretary for Management at the Department of Homeland Security, outline steps that DHS is taking in this regard.
Some of our near-term next steps include adding another 100 interns to our intern program, doubling it to 200 by the end of fiscal year 10. We also have a commitment to have a certified program manager running each of our level one programs by the end of this calendar year. We're finalizing our governance management directive 102-01, which has been in draft for way too long, by the end of this fiscal year. And we are conducting formal acquisition review boards on 100% of our Recovery Act money, our stimulus spending, by the end of this fiscal year. And also, we're going to add certification programs for logisticians, test and evaluation experts, and cost estimators in fiscal year 2010.
Over at NASA, the agency responsible for taking men back to the moon and beyond, Bill McNally says the agency is preparing for the oncoming retirement tsunami of contract workers this way.
NASA has had a focus recruiting entry and mid-level personnel through its cooperative education and intern programs. NASA's contracting intern program has been very successful in bringing entry-level procurement personnel on board. NASA also has numerous program management hiring programs to bring in the best and brightest for research, development, engineering, and science-related positions. Depending on their jobs, many of these personnel may fill acquisition roles at NASA.
At the Department of Energy, John Bashista is Deputy Director for Procurement and Assistance Management and outlines some of the steps DOE is taking in the realm of acquisition workers.
For the past 2 years, DOE has conducted an annual enterprise-wide competency assessment of the acquisition workforce to identify gaps and improve both training and human capital planning. The assessment involves the active participation of DOE's acquisition managers in identifying and validating competencies, and its results are used for organizational planning. Information from the assessments helps us to identify priorities for department-wide workforce development efforts and helps frame our annual acquisition workforce training priorities, which are managed under our Acquisition Career Management Program. The ACMP provides a formal structured approach to career development for DOE's acquisition workforce. The program's designed to increase the proficiency of the acquisition workforce through competency-based training and provides a roadmap to guide acquisition employees through the training, education, and experience needed to advance in the profession.
So, Max, what happens from here? I mean, this sounded like a really meaty session that they had. What happens now?
Well, what happens now, Chris, is that Senator Akaka and Senator Voinovich and Francis Rose and I had a chance to talk about it this afternoon on In Depth when we played some longer excerpts from this hearing.
Yeah.
Where this basically goes from here is that Senator Akaka and Senator Voinovich want to see what sort of legislation they need that goes a little bit further in trying to help recruit and retain more acquisition workforce personnel. One of the things that they're looking at, for example, is changing the hiring qualifications that they have for people and the enticements that they can bring to the table. Also, the problem that there aren't really enough people who are studying this kind of work at the college level and trying to identify those folks early on.
Right, because these aren't entry-level positions they need to fill. These are mid-level people. These are people who need to have the education in the background, and the pool is just empty.
Yeah, the pool is empty, but especially, Amy, at the entry level. See, that's the problem, too, because in order for them to have people to promote up, they also need a lot of entry-level people. So we heard about some of these programs, say, at NASA and at the Department of Energy and at the Department of Homeland Security, where they're trying to develop these internship programs. Also, Nancy Kechak at OPM talked about this centralized database that they're trying to identify or that they're trying to pull together. They've just done one pilot program on it where people can send in their resumes, and then depending on their skills and depending on their experience, they're actually able to send out to the different agencies that have need for contracting specialists. They're able to direct these resumes to where the jobs are. And the thought is, if they can expand this very successful pilot program, then they'll at least have another tool in their kit to be able to point people in the right direction and get them to where the jobs are.